Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome. It's Thursday night in Music City and March 20th, 2014. Couple of big items going on today. The first day of spring officially and the first day of March Madness officially. The mascot, who you will hear barking from time to time, is in the house. So we are going to muddle through this this show with the dog barking in the background, but that's okay. That's how we roll here. Our music today is by our friend Shane Henry, provided to us by Regime Entertainment and their music catalog. The song we've all been waiting for since winter's about over, and it's called Waiting on the Weather. Here's Shane.
I'm a little bit tired, but I'm a survivor. Thought my rainy days were gonna last forever. But baby, tonight, I'm getting a feeling that you'll know just how to kiss and make it better. You're the one and only person who knows right where I've been hurting. I've been waiting for the weather to change. Now I swear I see a capture of you. Seeing love in a different light. Looking at
with Shane Henry with Waiting on the Weather. We've waited a long time for the weather, and it's finally here, first day of spring. Very happy to have it here. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about some cool dates, some things you can do on a date, even if you're going out with yourself. You can do it on a date. Most of them are designed for couples, but we wanted to mix it up a little bit. Some of the dates are cool. Some of the date ideas will be inexpensive, and some will be both. So we're going to spend the next half hour, 45 minutes or so, just talking about some ideas, different ideas for dates, some ideas on how to ask for a date, and some unusual dates, and just a lot of little bit of mishmash. So tune in. Thanks for tuning in, I should say. We're going to have a good show tonight. And then at the end of the night, we'll hear Shane again, and we'll go ahead and give you the next couple of weeks. We have coming up a couple of really good shows coming up in the next 2 weeks. So, all right, let's start with one of my personal favorites. That's Inexpensive Dates. There's a lot of different things you can do. I mean, living here in Nashville, there's always free music. There's a lot of parks to go to. You know, you have your standard dates that you will that you'll want to go out on. You'll have the opportunity to go out on. You'll think about doing, and especially when you're just new, starting out dating somebody, you want to do something that will make him or her kind of, oh yeah, this guy's kind of this, you know, this date's kind of special, and that's kind of what we're going to shoot for. So, couple of ideas I'm going to look on, and a lot of this is on the internet. So, you know, we've taken a lot of ideas from a lot of different places, but let's start with some of the more obvious things. Okay. Again, I mentioned music. I mentioned the park. You know, there's always festivals going on. There's, you know, we have a lot of church festivals in Nashville. There's always church festivals, Greek, Italian, you know, Mediterranean. Well, I guess that's the same as Greek, isn't it? But a lot of different ethnic festivals as well. And those are usually pretty inexpensive, and they're always a lot of fun. There's always music involved. There's always some good food, games, a lot of people around. You want to be able to people watch. I'm a big people watcher myself. When I'm on a date and I go people watching, we'll sit there and make up stories about what's this couple's deal, what's this guy's deal, what this girl's deal. And, you know, it's never, you know, it can be funny. It can be, I always say it's not mean unless you say it to the person's face. But, you know, you try to make it humorous for yourself, that kind of thing. Some other ideas, go mini golfing, go to a driving range. You know, if it's somebody you're just getting to know and they like golf, you know, take her to a golf course or take her to a driving range, but be careful not to make her mad because she's going to have a golf club in her hand, and I'm sure she can swing it like a baseball bat. May not be able to swing like a golf club, but, you know, don't make her mad and have her swinging. Make some movies or take some pictures together. You know, pose with statues. One suggestion that has been brought up is, you know, get some wheelchairs and race them, but I think that's kind of disrespectful to those people who are in wheelchairs. Go paint pottery. Or, you know, there's always a lot of pottery places around. Do something creative. You know, everybody likes to be creative when you're going to when you're on a date. Like creative, I mean, if you're a songwriter or you're an artist or you're a somebody who creates art, paints, does anything like that, or like me, just thinks you are, go do something creative and show how creative or in some cases not creative you might be. Cooking is always a good one. If you are at the point where you can go to their home or your home and cook something different and try doing something that way. Let's focus on maybe something a little unusual, something a little different. If you have a lot of friends, get some couples together and do something for a needy family. You know, paint a garage or help with a charity, go down to the mission. Help with the homeless people, whatever you may want to do, and give something back to the community. I mean, I always say, and you know, people who know me always hear it, that there's always somebody worse off than we are. And if you can help that person, then that helps you inside, and you know, obviously makes you a better person. But it also, more importantly, helps that individual or those individuals that you're talking to or that you're working with. So get some people together and go help out a neighbor. Help rake leaves in the fall, or help, you know, shovel snow in the winter, or help plant flowers in the summer, spring and summer. Do something that will help other people. Some women are into quilting or crochet or something like that. So guys, you know, suck it up a little bit and maybe learn how to do that and help them with that. Or you know what the best thing is? While they're crocheting or macrameing or whatever they're doing, hold the string for them, and that's a good way to help out. Go to a stock car race. You know, if you can deal with the redneck issue and the beer and all that other good stuff goes on, go to a stock car race on a holiday. You know, dress up as the holiday characters, if you will. You know, obviously Christmas, those characters, or Easter's coming up, you know, dress up as the Easter Bunny and Mrs. Easter Bunny and go help and go talk to some kids. Make sure their parents are there. We don't want anybody getting arrested. Donate blood. That's something good. Dracula would love that. But I donate blood a lot, and it's, you know, it's, you're sitting there. You might as well sit there together, and as long as neither one of you gets too queasy. Rent or borrow a generator and spend the evening on the side of a mountain or somewhere out in the middle of nowhere watching TV or listening to the stereo and enjoying the view. That's a really, really nice different kind of an original date to do. Some ideas for first dates, because, you know, you got to start somewhere, and first dates are always trouble enough, as it were. I mean, you know, what do I do? Where do we go? You know, what kind of food does she like? So you can, there's some ways here to get around that. Sit around a fireplace or a fire pit in this time of year, eat popcorn, visiting with friends, or just getting to know each other individually. If you have a fire pit, you know, don't go out in the middle of the park and build a fire or bonfire or anything like that, but, you know, think about your favorite jokes, tell your stories, find a fire pit. I know there's a couple outside restaurants here in town. That's always a good thing to do if you can spend some little time outside. Exercise together. Go jogging, go walking, go to a class. You know, kickboxing is always a fun thing to do together, because you get to see how limber he or she can be, okay? Attend a sporting event, obviously. But attend a sporting event that you normally wouldn't attend. Baseball season's coming up. Yeah, we go to baseball games. There's 80 games a year. That's easy. But go to maybe a college baseball game or a gymnastics event or some kind of event at the local university in your area. We have several here around town that have sporting events, Vanderbilt being one of them, that has a very good baseball team. College baseball is a lot of fun. Go to a flea market or a garage sale. Drive around. Look around and who's having a yard sales around your neighborhood or around an area you would like to, you know, go check out. And go to those yard sales and see what you can find. I mean, you might find a rich or an old Monet painting or something worth millions of dollars, and then you have to split it with her, but that's okay. Do something in a church or community service project, kind of as we mentioned before. Those are always available in the newspapers or online as things that are going on for the community. My personal unfavorite is helping somebody move. But you know what? If she's got a friend who is moving and they need some help, you know what? That's a good way to get into her good graces, guys, is to help her friend move. Make homemade ice cream. There's a lot of homemade ice cream makers out there. If you own one or if you don't own one, go get one. And that's a really cool thing. What kind of flavors does she like? And make yourself, you know, make each other some homemade ice cream. And that would be a really cool thing. And it kind of, these are little things that endear the, you know, people to each other, because they know you're willing to make the sacrifice. And ultimately, when we get into dating discussion, it's all about making the effort. And when we talked about to Amy about, you know, in her book, Woo Dat, it's all about wanting to make the effort for that individual. If you find somebody that you want to make the effort for, these things are easy. Find something to make a house, cardboard, a gingerbread home maybe, bags of candy. Make yourself a kind of a house out of candies and cookies. That's always a fun thing. So there's a lot of different unusual ideas to do. So let's look at maybe some indoor things and then some outdoor opportunities. And these are for, you know, mostly all ages. But if the weather's stinking and, you know, it's raining, you don't feel like going out, you kind of have to hang out somewhere, whether it's her place or your place, you know, maybe you put a puzzle together. You know, with some snacks, and you have a chance to talk and work on a project together. Cut some pictures from an old magazine and Christmas cards and make a book out of them. Tell a story and maybe give it to a little kid that you may or may not know, and tell that story. Maybe tell your own story in a book with pictures from various areas. Watching sporting events, of course, on TV are always interesting. Any kind of a craft. Painting, finger painting, paper mache if you want to get really messy. And of course, the aforementioned pottery place. You can only do those as well, even though you got to go outdoors to do it. Some outdoor ideas. Always fun to do anything on a lake or a river. Renting a boat, just going to the shore and watching, talking. You know, it's a great way to get to know each other. Is when you're on the shore, sitting on a bench, looking out at the lake. It's very quiet, very pristine. And you can talk a lot, get to know each other a lot, and it's a very calm, relaxing setting because, you know, especially in the first couple of dates, you're going to be nervous enough. So if you can have your surroundings be calm, it will really, you know, take the edge off. If your date likes baseball, besides going to, a professional baseball game or a college baseball game, you know, get a blanket, and some candles, snacks, whatever, and go to a Little League field. And have a picnic in the middle of the Little League field if nobody's there. Preferably they're not playing a game at the time. But if the field's empty, go out there and lay in the middle of the baseball field and look at the stars. You know, there's a lot of planets out right now. I was looking last night, and Jupiter's hanging out by the moon, and a couple other planets are hanging out by the sun. Google Sky Map is a really good application for that. If you have a tablet or your phone, you can put it on there and you can look and see what's up in the sky with the constellations and everything. And if nothing else, you look really smart. The other thing you can do is find a observatory. They have the high powered telescopes that look up into the sky. I mean, there's an observatory here in Nashville that's run by Vanderbilt that has every first Friday they have an observation where you come in, you pay by the carload, and you can look at all sorts of cool stuff. They have one of their high-power telescopes, you know, pointed right at the moon, and you can see deep into craters. You can see, you know, very detailed, things going on, you know, with the moon, and it's really kind of cool. And, you know, and it's educational, both educational, and it can be kind of romantic. Plant a tree. Plant a tree. That's what I said. Go to a nursery, get a tree, and go plant it somewhere, somebody's yard or, the forest or something. That could be your tree for your, you know, for future dates. Now, if something happens to a relationship, you can decide who gets custody of the tree, or you can just give it over to somebody and let them, you know, Mother Nature can handle it at that point. But, we don't want any kind of tree custody issues going on. So here's some ideas for asking people out. I want to share those. And looks like tonight's we're going to be about, half hour, 45 minutes still. So we have a little time to go. And I do want to share some more ideas. But since I'm running solo tonight, the show's always, not as long. So anyway, some ideas for asking people out. Those of you who are religious, you can send a note from Genesis in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, that says, "It is not good that a man should be alone." And then write, "Would you join me for next week's or for a date next week?" For something like that, "Would you join me for a date?" If she is spiritual, she will get a kick out of that, I think. I think that's a great idea. If you don't know them really well, buy icebreaker gum and put it around, put it around them or offer them a piece of icebreaker gum and say, "Hey, I think a date would be a good icebreaker. Do you want to go out?" I think that's kind of funny. This can go back to the very first show that we ever did on It's Not Me, It's You, and that was Worst Pickup Lines. So you can probably add the icebreaker one in there, but hey, you know what? It works. Buy some of the Swedish Fish gummy candies individually wrapped and hand them and say, fish turn up in odd places months later, and that might endear them if the fishes were wishes and you had three. Say it. "If fishes were wishes and you had three, would one of them be to go out with me?" Yes, totally lame, but you know what? It might work. Serenade. Those of you who are musical, serenade your potential date. Everybody loves to have guitar played to them or sung to them or, like in the movie Say Anything back in the 80s, put the big boombox, up there and play them a song and see if you can win a date that way. make a large message with sidewalk chalk, preferably on the sidewalk, not like on her car or anything like that. But, you know, something just, hey, would you like to go out with me? It's a lot easier than skywriting because you can wash it off a lot faster than the skywriting would go away. But let's see, some other ideas for asking women out. Or ladies, if you want to ask a guy out, you can try this as well because we really don't mind. Get a fortune cookie and take the fortune out of it and put your own fortune in that says, will you go out with me? And it's easy to do with tweezers. I don't think you should try it while you're in P.F. Chang's or the Chinese restaurant. You probably should buy some fortune cookies ahead of time and do that. But it's kind of a cute idea. Write your invitation for a date in a foreign language. Give your date the invitation and a foreign language dictionary or web address and allow her to translate it. And hopefully she won't say, well, the word no is very much the same in a lot of languages, so you'll know what that means. But, you know, the word yes, that's different in a lot of languages too. So hopefully you'll get a yes out of that. If you have a bunch of friends and you want to plan a day at the amusement park, then have a group date. Group dates are always easy. There's, you know, group dates are always fun, whether it's amusement park or, you know, going to listen to a going to a concert or something where a bunch of friends are around. It can be a lot easier when there's a lot of people around, especially if you're not quite comfortable with her yet. Let's talk a little bit about fun and relatively inexpensive ideas. Every day the sun rises and every day the sun sets. Meet and watch the sunset. It is a perfect date because there's usually gorgeous sunsets going on, and it's a good way to just talk and watch. And you know what? The sun sets for free. If you have a puppy or a dog, bring them along because it makes the environment and the atmosphere that much nicer. Farmers market. Every town has a farmer's market. I would recommend you, finding the closest farmer's market. I mean, we have several here around in town in Nashville, including the Nashville Farmer's Market, but there's one in Franklin. There's one in Nolensville. And there's one, all different cities around here have farmer's markets. There's zoos and aquariums everywhere. Those are always a good time. As you get to know each other, obviously renting movies, board games, are always a good way to just sit and relax, grab some popcorn, and eat. Bike ride around town. If you don't have a bike, I mean, here in town there's rental bikes for like $5 a day or some nonsense like that you can just rent a couple of the bikes and bike around town. And that's always a good time. Hopefully you stay out of traffic. Good exercise and you get to see the town. The alternative to that are the tour buses, the city tour buses or a rickshaw ride or a horse-drawn carriage ride, something like that to allow you to see the town. Obviously, now the spring's hit finally. It's a little better, a little easier to do all that. Romantic dinners, obviously, but guys, if you're the one cooking and candling and pouring wine and playing romantic music, you know, that's as you get a little bit more. I don't know that how soon you should try that. We'll talk about that on another show maybe. But here in Nashville, at least, one of the local magazines came out with the 10 best patios in town. And so one of those things was plan a patio date. Find a good restaurant with a nice patio and get out there on the patio. I know there's a restaurant called The Pharmacy over in East Nashville that has a great beer garden that's outdoors with, Christmas tree lighting on it. It's a lot of fun, and there's always couples and having a good time out there. Golf. I think I mentioned that earlier. Putt-putt golf, the winner gets to pick what their prize is. Be careful on that one. But, you know, make the bet ahead of time. And, ladies, good luck with that. I always like to see ladies that can hold their own in putt-putt golf. Do a new activity outdoors that neither one of you has ever done, whether it's kayaking or hiking or horseback riding, sailing, doing something that you've not done before. Not ever done before. So find something that you had never done before and do it together, and that's a great bonding experience, okay? Try that. Cooking classes together. There's a lot of cooking classes in every single town in this country. Find a cooking class and take it. Guys, you know what? Women love men who cook. So if you don't know how to cook, then learn to cook, and you might have a better chance at finding yourself a nice woman. Because women may not always look at, they may not always see it, but they like to eat, and they like to eat good food. Museums, always good. Picnics are always good. Find a beach and go to the beach. That's always good. But, you know, the closest beach to us here is, well, besides, you know, Nashville Shores, which is not really a beach, is, I think, somewhere like that, 6 or 8 hours away. Take a road trip, okay? Get in your car together. Take a road trip, to somewhere that's 30, 45, 60 minutes, 2 hours away, you know, and go somewhere and explore. That's going to be just a day trip. Leave in the morning, come back in the evening, then go have fun somewhere else beside the town that you're in and explore. Exploring is always fun. Anybody likes to go thrifting? Garage sales, flea markets, I said that. Estate sales are always fun. Thrift stores are always fun. Paintball is always a good time. It costs a little more money, obviously. It's not necessarily really cheap because there's a lot of equipment. But if you're talking paintball or you're talking laser tag or you're talking, you know, arcades, anything where you shoot stuff, that's always a good time. Because believe it or not, shooting anything fake is always stress relieving. And, we don't want anybody shooting anybody for real, obviously, but you want to be able to release some stress from your week, especially. As I mentioned earlier, amusement parks and carnivals are always interesting because there's always something to do. There's games, there's music, there's food, always good food. Karaoke, I don't do karaoke. I watch karaoke. I don't do karaoke. If you ever, I'll tell you why. I'll share a secret. The last time I did karaoke was many, many years ago in a different city, and I was forced, because I was the only guy there, to sing the male part of Endless Love, and it was the most horrific experience of my life. So I vowed never to do karaoke unless I was severely hammered. So no more karaoke for this guy. But I'm sure if she's good looking enough and asked me, I would do it. Yes, absolutely. How about you try a second first date? If you've already gone out on your first date, do a second first date. Get dressed up, drive separately, pretend you just met, and, you know, start all over again. Pretend you started all over again. Even if it's your third date, you know, revert back and see how you've progressed over the three dates or the 3 years and see how that works. There are things, there's a couple of companies out there that do a treasure hunt, a geocaching treasure hunt. It is a device that people hide, these companies hide, and they give you clues, but it uses geocaching and GPS to help locate the treasure, and it's actually a lot of fun. It's kind of like an advanced scavenger hunt, but it would be a lot of fun to try that. There's always a flight. There's always a kite to be flown or a plane to be flown. Fresh air and a little wind never hurt anybody. It's a good time. Go-karting is always fun too, and we have some crazy drivers out there, male and female. So why not get you on the same track and with a go-kart and have at it. Bingo is another good game. I know a lot of old ladies, a lot of blue hairs in the bingo parlors, but the money usually goes to a good charity like firehouses or something like that. Then you might win some extra money, so you never know. Go play bingo. Water gun fights. Those are always interesting. You want to make sure that you have similar weapons. You don't give her the Uzi water gun while you have the little pistol, but that's always a good thing to do. Let's say your significant other or your date doesn't play a musical instrument, and you do. How about teaching him or her how to play guitar or whatever you your instrument is, and you know, become a little more musical. I mean, I'm still trying to find time to play guitar or drums or bass or whatever my you know, my instrument of choice is going to be. So if I find a woman who can play one of those, heck yeah. Because especially if you're playing a musical instrument, you know, they have to kind of hover behind you and help you through it. So that might be a good time. Cook together, obviously, is another one. Try jazz club. Try a different than what you're used to. If you're used to going out and listening to songwriters, you know, try a jazz club or try going to a rock show or a concert that's different. And go from there and see if you can maybe expand your horizons a little bit too. Go for a drive at night. I talked about taking a day trip, but go at night and see the lights of the city or a different city. Go dancing. Dancing is always good. Rollerblading is fun if you can keep your feet. I'm a wipeout artist when it comes to rollerblading. Go and get go to dinner at a restaurant that you've never been to before. Same with her. If she's never been, have her, you know, have her pick the restaurant. And sometimes money is an issue, sometimes it's not. But you know what? There's always deals and coupons, Groupon and Living Social and Scout Mob. All these places have really good discounts on some really nice places. So go tubing on the river. Go kayaking. Go canoeing. We talked about that. Spend some time on the river. Learn to make cappuccinos. Learn to make coffee with a French press. Maybe learn to brew beer together, and that would be a lot of fun. There's art crawls in town. In Nashville, we have two art crawls, one in Franklin, one in Nashville. I'm sure wherever you live, if you're not in this town, there are art crawls or other type of, you know, pub crawls, something like that. There's always alcohol. There's always munchies, and there's always good art or good food, depending on where you're going. A comedy club is always a good place to go to. So there are some good ideas that you know, that we've brought up that would help with your dates, and you know, obviously getting the dates the first thing, but then making it special, making it exciting, making it interesting, so that she'll want to have or he will want to have a second date. One of the ideas is what if it's girl's choice? Okay, ladies, this is for you. If you are dating a guy, you want to get some good ideas to maybe surprise him for a change. Because you know what? We love y'all, but every once in a while, we can't think of everything. So if you come up with some ideas, that would be great. Ladies, learn how to change a tire on your date. I know it doesn't sound fun, but you know what? If you can change a flat tire, then, you know, sometimes we don't necessarily, if you call us at 3 o'clock in the morning to come get you because you have a flat tire, and we don't because we're sleeping or have to work the next morning, then that makes us look bad. If you can do it, then, you know, you take a little bit of heat off of us, right? Go treat us to a big old banana split at an ice cream parlor. We can, you know, let us help, ask us to help you do something for, you know, a friend of yours, like we talked about before. Take your guy to a hospital to read to children. That's part of the volunteering. Go out to breakfast before work. That's always a fun time, as long as you don't work too early. Go to church together. That's always good. Offer to pay for dinner. We always appreciate that. Poetry reading at the library is always good. So those are some, you know, some good ideas for the ladies, and we want to you know, we want to be able to find somebody to do this with. And then, of course, like I said, hang on to them once you do. And I think some original ideas, instead of, you know, don't go to a movie on a first date because you can't talk. Don't go somewhere extremely loud. You know, grab coffee, grab dinner at somewhere quiet. You want to be able to spend that first and second date getting to know each other. And then you can start doing the really kind of crazy stuff that, you know, if you make it to the third date, hopefully you do, and start having a really good time and start your relationship off in a positive manner. So anyway, those are some good ideas, I think. And, you know, I know I'm going to try a few of those that I mentioned because,
but like most people, we got to find somebody to do it with first. So we're going to be talking about that in the coming weeks. All right, we're going to wrap up tonight. I know it's only been about 35 or 40 minutes, but as is normal, I can't talk by myself for that long. So we're going to wrap up tonight. Hope this was helpful to you. Join me next week when Claudia is going to return, who was with us a couple weeks ago. And we're going to talk about blonde versus brunettes. And Claudia is a brunette. Her roommate Courtney is a blonde. And they have some very good insight on the difference between the two, especially in relationships, family, and other areas of life. And so we're going to do blonde versus brunette. And then the following week, we are going to have a new book, a new author on the show, and that's going to be my friend Miss Holly Tong. She's going to be on, and she's going to be releasing a new book here in April. And the book is Lie. Chick Flicks Lie is the name of the book. And we're going to talk about her new book, and she's got some very funny dating stories in there, so we're going to talk about it. So those are the next couple weeks. Check out the website, itsnotmeradio.com. for updated show ideas and shows coming up. And we're running out of throat here. So with that, we're going to sign off tonight. And again, our song of the week is Waiting on the Weather by Shane Henry. Thank you guys for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week with Blondes versus Brunettes. In the meantime, peace out.
I'm a little bit tired, but I'm a survivor. For my rainy days were gonna last forever. But baby, tonight I'm getting a feeling that you'll know just how to kiss and make it better. You're the one and only person who knows right where I've been hurting. I've been waiting for the weather to change. Now I swear I see a patch of blue. Now I swear I see a patch of blue.